Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Define You Radio. I am your host, the Southern Belle of Bold, and you guys know it is another Hot Seat Tuesday, and this may be the hottest one of them all. Whew, let me take a deep breath. Audience, I suggest you do the same. I am here with my fabulous co-host, LaVon Copeland and Shannon Shadon Ward. Ladies, if you want to go ahead and say hello.
Hi.
Hello, good evening.
Don't let the calm voices fool you. If you guys follow us on social media, you know what we're talking about today. We all know that Shannon has not went ham. In a couple of shows, we are fully expecting it on this show because tonight we are talking about the myth, the stereotype, or the justified angry black woman. If you are a woman of color, we know you've heard this 9 times out of 10. And if you are not, this will help you maybe get a better understanding of the term and think to yourself, do you feel that it's justified? Why is it just angry black women? What about angry international women, angry Puerto Rican women, angry everything else women? Why is that term angry black women so easy to roll out off our tongues? So we are, notice I didn't have no intro music. That's how much we got to get into tonight's show. Make sure you are subscribed and connected to all things Define You, Define You Radio on Facebook. We'd love to hear your comments and all of the above. We're just going to go ahead and go in. And because I know my beautiful co-hosts have so well prepared for tonight's show, LaVon, have you ever been called an angry black woman?
I actually have not.
I'm listening. I have questions.
I haven't. I think because, I don't know, maybe it's because it's my demeanor. Most people see me as being very quiet, very meek. You know, they just think I'm just going to pray for them and, you know, going about my business.
Well, amen. Amen.
Shannon, have you ever been called an angry black woman?
I haven't been called one exactly, but it's been hinted at. You know, they wanted to say it, and it's possibly the look that I was giving them at the moment is why they didn't fully say it that way, but it was definitely hinted. You know, that I was giving them that vibe, I guess.
Mm. Do you think they were scared to say it?
Mm. I think they knew if they said it, I was going off deep end. I think they picked that up. They picked it up real easy in their spirit.
I will say this. I don't recall ever being called one to my face. I probably have been called that behind my back, but, you know, because I think they knew they were in danger, girl, like Whoopi says on Go. You in danger, girl. But, you know, I think whether we've been called it or not, we have all heard the term. We have all heard the term. And I know, so where did it come from? Where did it originate? I know, you know, y'all have been on it, like researching, like Google in this camp. So where did it come from?
So from what I looked up, it actually originated even from slavery. During slavery, of course, women, which at that point to me it makes sense that they would be angry, Black women were depicted as angry, impure, strong, masculine, dominant, and aggressive women. Like I said, now to me it makes sense that you're taking me from my land, my family and all of this. I should be angry. To me at that moment, that makes sense. We fight back, we're angry, you're taking us from home to take us to do what? But that's really where it originated from slavery. And then it got to where it really became the whole angry black woman depiction in America was back in the 1930s with the show, and it started with the show Amos and Andy. And for those that are not familiar with Amos and Andy was a show of two white gentlemen that would put on blackface to look like black men and play these characters. And they had the one black woman named Sapphire. And Sapphire, of course, was the angry black woman. She was the woman with the attitude, but she was sassy, she was ill-mannered, she was ill-tempered, all of those things. And from there, it just became, you know, what it is today. Now, here's when you actually look up, like, definition they provide to it, the definition kind of irritates me, to say the least.
What does it say, Shannon?
So it says, angry black woman.
Oh, Lord. She irritated.
It's a black woman that's portrayed as sassy, ill-mannered, and ill-tempered by nature.
Oh.
The by nature part, right, the by nature part is what got me.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, so, you know, like.
Was this dictionary.com or was that the Urban Dictionary?
Is
that dictionary.com?
I believe
because I'm
going
to have to
put
the letter.
Let me go back.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
But when I read that, like I said, the by nature part really irritated me, because what you're saying is that we're just born with no manners. We're born with a bad temper, you know. And now, granted, I think for the most part, and I'll say this, most black women do have sass about this. But that's not a bad thing, and that's not a thing to say, okay, well, she's just angry. That's not even anger. That's just, it's that stride in our step. We can't help that. It's just who we are. Now, that might be by nature because of the strength of a black woman.
Right.
However, that ill-mannered and ill-tempered, that's what got me.
But, you know, as you said that, okay, because I know, you know, as a little girl and stuff like that, people will say, you know, don't be sassy, or you sassy, or you know, something of that nature.
Don't
sass
your mama.
Like, sass was always put in a bad way. Now, you know, so it's, you know what I'm saying? That's very interesting, but I think that much like the N-word, which, you know, might have to hit that one in Black History Month. But I think that it was something that has been taken from being that way, and people just adopted it. It's certain words I don't believe in. Like, I don't believe in terms. Like, I don't believe in black on black crime, right? I don't believe in that term.
Right.
And I believe that a lot of people say that because it rolls out your mouth so easy, when statistically you'll see that people generally commit crimes with those closest to them. So as easy as we say black on black crime, we should be able to say Asian on Asian crime, white on white crime, so on and so forth. But when it comes to terms that black, which is such a strong word, those negative things definitely roll easier. Like, if someone says angry black woman, or if you Google angry woman, like, that's something interesting. If somebody could Google that, angry woman, you'll see the pictures that'll pull up. But you don't get a term, oh, she's an angry white woman, or she's an angry Mexican woman or whatever else. But one of the things that I noticed just with quote-unquote angry black woman was as beautiful as Michelle Obama is with her arms that make me want to lift weights but not want it enough, the one picture I see of her all the time is she's looking like a deranged woman. And I know you guys know which picture I'm talking about. And I don't know if she was in a heated debate or if she was talking in general conversation, because we are very expressive with our faces. But this is one of the pictures that if you Google Michelle Obama, this is the one picture that comes up. And you see that picture is like hashtag ABW. That is what the world thinks an angry black woman looks like, when truthfully, you will never know.
And that's another thing. Even with Google though, when you Google angry black woman, and this kind of irked me too, and you click on images, it's like for every line that you go across, there are three pictures of Michelle Obama, and they're not all the same pictures. And then I started to look, and I'm like, they got Viola Davis on here. You know, it was. They had Shonda Rhimes on it. And I'm thinking to myself, where are you getting that these are angry black? Why are they under the classification of angry black women? Now, Michelle Obama, her reaction was to them calling her an angry black woman and her saying, that makes me angry to refer to me in that name. So now you want, you know, they use that. And it's just like, you know, why is it that the black women that are strong and expressive and are forthcoming, have a drive for life, that are not just sitting back or tweaking or twerking or doing all the other stuff that they expect of them to do. The ones that step outside of that, now they're angry. If they speak out, you're angry. If, you know, if you want to be an activist, you're angry. It even had Sandra Blake picture on there. Why is her picture there? How is she angry by just simply standing for rights?
If you go down the page when you pull up the image, there's some colorism displayed there as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And excuse me, that was Sandra Bland. Yes. Absolutely, there's some colorism there.
I was about to ask who Sandra Blake was, but I was just going to Google it later.
Bland. I'm sorry, Sandra Bland. I had to correct myself.
So, LaVon, I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Well, Shannon is kind of taking me by surprise with the by nature, because I said I was going to look it up, and I did see that definition, and it's part of Wikipedia. It's on a Wikipedia page that actually talks about us being ill-tempered by nature. And that bothers me, because we know, and y'all know this is just me, how I feel. We all were created in God's image, and we was created by God. I mean, so now we're trying to say that God is ill-mannered, ill-tempered? You know, by nature. By nature means that was born. It's innate to you. I mean, you don't see. So now we got 2 and 3 year olds. It's okay for them to run around, you know, just to be mad and mad for no reason. So I mean,
but
I really have a problem
have
with that.
Sassy, I think if you think about the debate, nature versus nurture, right? Because we've all heard this or studied it in school. I don't, and this is me just being like 100, definitely I don't believe it's, you know, by nature. Okay, let me rephrase my statement. I don't think that other women, now me personally, I do believe I was born to be stubborn by nature. So I don't know, you know, my first word was no. I've talked about that before. But when you think of how society is, when they post pictures of little girls in number 1, 2, and 3, y'all dressing y'all kids way too grown. Way too grown. But the girls like doing duck lips and putting their hand on their hip, trying to display a certain sassiness, you know. And, you know, that's a whole other topic, the way people are dressing their kids. But you're teaching them, like, and it's definitely not I don't think it's a black thing. I definitely think as society learns more, the more stupid
mm-hmm.
we get. Like, we you know, and so it used to be don't walk down the street with a skirt on without shorts under it, and now people are dressing their kids in little shorts, post them on social media trying to sell baby clothes. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, 'cause even as we talk about angry black women, we could talk about the sexualization of black women, you know, and those different things. But we're not going to go there because, you know, with my feelings on those different things. But are we sassy by nature? And I think we're raising our kids to be sassy because the world's going to come at you.
Yeah.
So you got to have this attitude, this, and this. So I think, therefore, we as a people are definitely – feeding and applauding and doing different things that I think perpetuate certain stereotypes.
Well,
exactly.
So I'll ask though, now if we're going based off the definition of sassy,
mm-hmm.
I mean to me, absolutely, I think we should be raising them sassy. However, with some guidelines, because I mean, sassy simply just means, you know, they're bold, they're lively, they're full of spirit.
I just Googled
you
that.
Know,
I'm gonna make a shirt with that on there.
Right.
I know.
I mean, and Felicia, you are the queen of bold. You know, and bold is what you know, it's what gets you where you are because you're bold enough to step out and do that. You're lively, you're full of spirit, you don't do anything that's dead. And I think we should be raising our children to be lively, to be bold, to stand up, do what it is you want to do, and to be full of spirit, like I said, but it still needs, now there needs to be guidance on it, because we've taken sassy to mean, oh, she got a lot of attitude, or, you know, that's not it. That's not it. I can be sassy, and I'm full of spirit, though. I have a lively spirit. I have a zest for life. I want to go, I'm a go-getter. Now, that would be sassy, and train them in that manner. But like you said, in this, you know, current world that we're in now, you know, everything is, you know, let's just put it all out there, and that's sassy. Oh, because she got spunk, she got attitude. You know, we share the video of the little three-year-old at daycare telling them, you know, I can't wait to get out of here because I'm tired of the kids and whatever else she was saying to the daycare owner. And I'm like, this isn't cute to me. Oh, she just sassy. No, she's too grown. That's not sassy. That's too grown and disrespectful. There's two different things there. But, to your point, you know, like I said, if we're going to go by the definition of sassy, absolutely, let's raise them to be that. You know, but if we're going to go by the urban, so to speak, definition of sassy, absolutely not. But so by nature, no, we're not that. But by nature, I do believe there is some sassiness because we've had to be bold. We've had to be full of spirit because starting with slavery, spirit was all they had to go with. That's all they had to hold on to. So being full of spirit, being full of life, I don't, you know, hey, yeah, I'll take that. By nature, we'll take that one. That, at least I'll take that one. The other two, absolutely not.
Now, I just looked up the definition of ill-mannered.
Okay.
Having bad manners, not behaving well in social situations. Thoughts? Because we're going to break LeVon down the definition. LeVon?
I heard that, Shannon.
Okay, but I'm going to let you have that one.
See, I think that's where my problem lies, because
like Shannon was saying, there's a difference in being sassy and having a boldness and being a little feisty, you know, having that go-getter type attitude. But when you're sassy, being to the point that you're disrespectful, you know, if we raise our kids to have a little sass or a little spunk, you know, some people would call it spunk, about themselves, then you're teaching them, you still have an obligation to teach them to be respectful. I mean, ill mannered, really? You mean you can't take them out in public and you think that's okay? Well, she's just sassy, but we can't even go out to a restaurant to eat. You know,
I've
you're
seen
just
some
mean. I mean, really, you're just mean.
Some people don't know how to act outside the house. Ill-tempered, Shannon, because we're breaking down the quote-unquote definition of an angry black woman, and we've decided sassy, not bad. Ill-mannered, what?
It's bad.
Even though, I'll admit, okay, I fully embrace sassy, like, by definition.
Yeah.
By definition.
Right.
Ill-mannered, I don't agree with the having bad manners. However, there have been social situations where I probably didn't behave well, but it was not, it was probably more reactionary than me doing stuff.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm just going to be honest. Ill-tempered.
But that's not the norm. You know, that's not your norm, though.
Right.
Right. Right.
And
ill-tempered,
in that setting. Now, so ill-tempered, irritable or grumpy. So
we
that
all
definition
have days.
In itself, right? See, exactly, that definition in itself, to say that by nature I'm irritable and grumpy, now that makes me grumpy. That upsets me. That makes that, see, it's the definition that will cause you to become an angry black woman. It's the, how, just being called that, knowing the definitions, will cause you to be angry. Because are you telling me by nature that I'm always irritated and grumpy? Whose nature is it to be negative all the time? To be, like, I have to breathe a moment.
They do have people dressed like that. Okay, so let's have a moment of honesty and full transparency, hot seat style.
Uh-huh.
Have you
okay.
ever, have either one of you queens ever called somebody that or referred to a woman as an angry black woman?
No.
No. Now, I
absolutely
can't say I haven't thought of it. But I haven't said it to anyone or used it to describe them or as a term for them as talking to other people. But I cannot say that I haven't looked at someone, especially, you know, but I guess when I do it, it's like my heart breaks for them because it's like, why are you so angry at the world?
Yeah.
You know, where's the love? Where's your shine? So
right.
I would say I can't say I haven't thought it about someone, though.
And I would say I would agree with LaVon. I just don't know that I would use it even. I think when I thought it, I wasn't even thinking the term angry black woman, though. I was just thinking the term of
other term.
Just like you said, not even, yeah, just not even that. Just like LaVon said, like, why are you so angry? Like, you know, who hurt you? What happened that caused you to get to this point that, you know, you can't smile, you can't laugh, you know? And then society comes up with this thing, and for black women, and it really, really, like, upset me, that women walk around with this scowl on their face and think it's okay and think, oh, that's my resting bee face. Wait, what? Huh? I'm not angry. I'm not upset. That's just my resting bee face. What do you mean? How does that even work?
But you know what I thought about? And, okay, so you see two kids two kids, and both of them are being bad. The kid that is not as cute, right, the ugly kid is the one, like statistics have shown, it's sad but it's true, the less attractive kid will be the one that's getting in trouble or whatever else, whereas the cute kid that could be doing the same thing won't get in trouble, and, oh, that's so cute. He's turning the soul woman about to set the house on fire. You know, it's a different reaction. So, and
right.
I say that to say, if you look at two women, one black or of color and one not, same situation, you know, a black woman's anger is looked at differently.
Mm-hmm.
Then the same situation and a, you know, and you could Google it. People could look at videos of, you know, different things like that. They used to have
mm-hmm.
a show, I don't know if it's still on, called, like, What Would You Do? And it'll put people
mm-hmm.
in different situations to see how the public would react. And the reactions to especially black women would be different. So with that being said, like, I know if I'm dressed a certain way or certain places, you know, like, people's reaction will be different. So do you think that that means that a lot of black women today are already going out in public, so to speak, with this angry black woman cape as a defense mechanism? It took me a long time to get to that point.
I think they could be, but not consciously. I don't think they're conscious that I'm using that as. I do think that because there, I even know some men that say this to a degree. They'll say, "Oh, you know, I'll start an argument with somebody just so I don't have to talk." And I think it's almost like that kind of mindset. If I walk out here and do this, then they'll leave me alone, or they'll, and to some strange reality, you'll think that that means they'll respect you because you walk around and act like this. Or some
mm-hmm.
tend to think that shows strength in them, or shows that I'm not to be played with.
See, that last part that you just said,
mm-hmm.
I could definitely relate to that. Because whereas I don't intentionally wear a scowl or look some kind of way, I have quite frequently not, you know, have been asked, like, you know, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing. But I think I've done it so much as a defense mechanism, as a wall to put up to let people know I am not the one to be messed with. Just, you know, the world made me hard, and I wanted the world to know I was just as hard. So it was easier
uh-huh.
for me to kind of adopt what I felt society already felt when they looked at me until, you know, I grew up and, you know, of course, as you grow, things about you change or your perspective of different things. But it's easier for me to, you know, portray that because then I know you won't try to mess me over. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The question you just asked, okay, you know, are we using that as a defense mechanism? You know, are we putting that on, you know, carrying, it's our cape, you know, to protect us and shield us from what we are prepared for. But do you think on the opposite side of the spectrum, do people automatically expect, or do you feel like people are waiting just to see if we're going to go off?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, just the opposite
okay,
end. Are people waiting when we come out just think we're going to be angry?
I think that people will I think it's easier to believe that something is about to happen or something is it's easier to believe a stereotype than the truth, right? So if my only interaction or perspective of a black woman is what I've seen on TV or the media or in Walmart with bondage and pajama pants cussing out the cashier.
Here you go.
I'm going to naturally assume that when I see any black woman that's not all happy-go-lucky skipping around that, oh my gosh, that's an angry black woman. So I could see where I think it's ignorance, but it's I do see where people would be like, oh, I'm waiting on her. She looked like the type to pop off. I'm pretty sure people have said that about me. Like, you know.
Lord have mercy.
Like, I mean, well, I was expecting you to go off or something.
Well, you know, and here's and I'm glad you even said that about the TV part, because here's the other part that got me. So okay, you go in a little further and you find out, okay, so from slavery they looked at women as aggressive, dominant, masculine, impure, strong, who got me too, who drive their children.
Oh, where are you getting this from?
I was at work just going in today. Don't tell nobody. But
you played it on the radio.
But here's what got me. And as I begin to pay attention and just look at different movies, we allow even movies to depict this and to make money off of this. Let's start with Madea.
Jesus, this is a two-hour show.
And we find that we're okay laughing at that because, oh, she's just like my auntie or my grandmama. Okay. And then we sit, and then we feel some kind of way when other races find that funny or think that we all look like that. But no, we all sat right there and laughed and made Tyler Perry, nothing against him, but made him feel that was fine to put it there. Go ahead and show the angry black woman. So not only you got him, let's look at Cookie.
Let me add this, Shannon. Let me say this real quick. I'm sorry. I have never, ever, ever seen an episode of Empire.
Wow.
Now go ahead, Shannon.
Wow, that's
because I refuse. Because to me, right? But to me, from the synopsis that I get from the show and different things people say, as I became conscious in my blackness and in my womanness and everything else, I was like, I'm not going to do it. Now,
I
will watch How to Get Away with Murder all day.
Absolutely.
Hey, Viola, holla at the show. Go ahead.
Okay. We love you, Viola. You got Madea. You got Cookie. Let's take it even further back. Let's go to Sanford and Son. We go all the way back there. Aunt Esther was the epitome of angry black woman. She was mad all the time for no reason. Nobody would do anything to her. She was mad. Just always upset. It's depicted, and it just bothered me because it's like, you know, not only do other races and cultures us this way, but then we allow it because we keep putting it on TV that this is what it is. We talked about Acrimony before. Look at how she acts. That's why I didn't like it. I said the crazy was overkill to me. You made her this extra crazy black woman. Extra crazy for what? Why did she need to be that crazy? Seriously? That she got to crawl out the window to get to the boat to get up here and try to kill y'all. Come on.
Shannon, what if somebody ain't saw the movie yet?
Well, don't go see it. You ain't missing nothing. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. You don't even need to rent it on Redbox. You don't need to pull it up on your Fire Stick. You good.
Tyler Perry, holla at us.
Listen, I love Tyler. I respect Tyler. However, I have to say, some of the stuff, honestly, Tyler does, a lot of his movies depict us as angry black women.
Mm-hmm.
Even Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I mean, that even speaks to the whole colorism thing we talked about. How you did that? I mean, it's out
but
there all the time.
To say this. Now we all, or maybe it was just me, but I'm pretty sure we all cheered and yes, girl, when Angela Bassett said. Set everything on fire and walked off with a cigarette and waiting to exhale. And Waiting to Exhale was written by a woman. I'm 99.9% sure of that. And
yes,
so
right.
It's not just men perpetuating a stereotype. Because, I mean, yeah. I don't remember anybody else in waiting to exhale. I can't remember. Well, let me rephrase it because I do remember Whitney Houston. But if you think about what you remember mostly, if somebody say, girl, you ever saw Waiting to Exhale? That scene is the one that sticks with you all these years later.
Oh, now I have to
and
say
then,
that.
But we'll look at it like, oh, she was justified. I would have burned his stuff too. You
yes,
know?
That's true. That is true. That is true. Now, on the flip side, I will just say this real quick. What I remember of Waiting to Exhale was Loretta Devine trying to flirt with the man and how she was pushing across the street. Now, that's always been, like, my favorite part because she ran down all the leftovers.
But
that's a whole other story.
Okay, so let's say if we break it down, and we are going to have to touch on colorism again. Okay, we're going to touch on colorism again sometime. But if you look at it, the angry black woman was – played by a medium to dark skin Angela Bassett. When you look at the thirsty woman that was played by a medium to dark skin Loretta Devine.
Yep. Interesting.
That's all I'm gonna say is I sip my coffee with my pinky out.
Interesting.
You know, but if we really like look at the media, and I think one of the reasons why this show definitely came to mind was, of course, with Serena.
Absolutely.
What Absolutely. Are I want to hear y'all thoughts on Serena.
LeBron.
I mean, I just have so many questions. And I guess Serena will – I mean, I am, like, sitting here with, like, so much. I'm like, it's – yeah, I can see a part two because the colorism, that's one of the things that's really bothering me.
I think it plays into it. I think
yeah.
when they say angry
I mean,
black
think about
woman,
it.
They're referring to dark-skinned women.
Yes. Think
Honestly.
About it, though. If you go back through the movies, what do you see? The people that usually depict that angry black woman is usually – black. I mean, it's usually dark skin.
Yeah.
Because is it that okay? Because your skin is fair, your skin is light, or because you're biracial, you know, so your skin and you got some good hair, you can't be angry.
But wait,
you know,
even if you watch like shows, for instance, like I was watching a show. I can't think of what it is, and since they don't pay us, I won't say the name of the show. But they had a particular piece in this show that they were showing a protest. The people were protesting the cops and the treatment of the people. And this was like a show. So it wasn't like based on it wasn't like a documentary or anything. So the main protester, I kid you not, the main protester was loud and angry and dark-skinned. Which she was the main protester that was in there, like acting a fool, because of course it had to be it wasn't a calm protest. So the leader and the people that were even protesting, honestly, the people that were protesting were all black for the most part, and then the majority of them were black women, darker black women, as the protesters. And I'm going to sit that there.
Well, I think it goes even further because I feel a lot of this, you know, like Shannon gave us the history, the angry black woman syndrome. It's been around for, you know, years, for decades. But I think here in the recent history, media, social media, you know, real TV and, you know, just all of this reality TV stuff, and it's just so much has played emphasis on it. But even as we were talking, I was thinking about if you look at a lot of the reality TV shows, even in that, most of the time the women that you see there doing flipping over tables, and
yes.
it's like they want to either she don't have a man. Someone saying she can't get a man, can't keep a man. You know, she, you know, don't have any money issues. You know, she's angry. She's, you know, and she is of darker skin. And I was just, you know, was sitting here thinking, how has, you know, society now, how has, you know, social media, how has reality TV with the thirst for fame and the thirst for likes and the thirst for followers, how has that helped this help build the movement of the angry black woman now? Because it's like if you're on social media fighting and screaming and cussing, okay, now more people following you. You either got to be half naked or you got to be beating somebody half to death.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And it's like being an angry black woman or angry black woman, that's a stereotype that sells. And it's sad and it sucks. LaVon, you are 150% correct, because if I did a Facebook Live and I was cussing left, right, and sideways or twerking or doing something of that nature, if I was ranting and raving and going left, right, and sideways, it'll go viral. It'll have like a bazillion views.
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody's sharing it. Everybody's watching it. Like you said, it'll go viral. But you go on there and speak positive.
Girl, say it.
Absolutely. Go on there and drop some knowledge and see how many views you get.
If I get one more inbox hollering about this needs to go viral and if somebody going off, I'm going to block and report.
Right.
Let me know.
Y'all know my block game.
I'm going to block and report because I get those videos all the time, and it's always somebody angry or complaining about this or doing this, and this. Like, you know, we, on one hand, we want things to get better. We want to spread positivity and everything else. But society, with the thirst and the hunger, we want to be entertained. And let's face it, every black woman are entertaining. What's she going to do next?
Did you see how she was on phone call?
I don't know.
That's and here, you know what else I found, what I found to be, to be really astonishing to me is that, you know, so there's the mammy stereotype and, you know, there's the Jezebel stereotype. Now, researchers have researched that to try to see, you know, where the stereotype come from, blah, blah, blah. I found it interesting that the angry black woman stereotype, they didn't do much research on it. Why? Because researchers accepted it to simply just be the truth.
The front,
they
back,
simply
inside.
Accepted that. In other words, why do we need to research it? It's the truth. Just look around. Just look around. And what gets me is that even, like LaVon said, all in media, it's all over the place. And what's crazy is even that last part that says about they're aggressive and they drive their children and partners away. And it makes me crazy because I think about some of these posts that I look at some of these women put up. And, oh, you're just going to have to accept my attitude or this. You know, I'm this kind of woman. Or this other post they got out, Barbara gives her husband this amount of money. What is Barbara? Dumb, stupid ass. I'm like, what is wrong with you people?
Yes, I've seen that.
Wait, what the post say? What?
It's something
who
like Barbara
y'all
has
friends?
Made. Barbara makes.
I have
Barbara
questions.
Makes. Listen, I've seen this like once or twice. Barbara makes $1,200. She gives $1,000 to her husband on payday. What is Barbara? And I just happened to look through the comments, and I'm seeing somebody say Barbara's dumb. Barbara is stupid AF. Barbara is a pimp. Barbara is, and I'm like, wait, what?
Wait, it,
are we
to her
really,
husband?
Right.
To
and
her
I'm
husband?
Thinking,
yep,
could
to
be,
her husband.
To her husband. It could be for Bill. I mean, that might be their agreement for the house. Like, you know, he might be the man of, he might manage the money for the house. You don't know what their agreement is. So, but it's like, is that kind of attitude? Is that kind of, you know, and they take it and spin it. Oh, no, I'm strong. I'm independent. No, you have allowed
I see that
definition
all the time.
That they gave us. Right. You've allowed, here's what really gets me, is because you've allowed that definition that they've created for black women way back in slavery. You've allowed them to tell us who we are because you are doing exactly what they said you do. You're doing exactly that. You're running your children away. You're running their partners away. This is why so many single black women, because to be honest, and I had to examine myself, we get to this thing where I'm strong and I'm independent and he's just going to have to accept me the way I am. I can be, I am aggressive. I'm just a go-getter. I'm impulsive. Listen, lady, ma'am, bring it down. Bring it down a couple of notches. we have allowed this stereotype to actually become who we are. And when I say we, not saying us on the slide, I'm just saying as a collective, as black
we're
women.
We're calm black women.
Pretty much, unless you take us to a whole nother level. Now, that's something different. But for the most part, we have allowed this definition that they set back in slavery. This definition was done before half of us was here. And we've allowed them way back then to tell us who we are. You don't get to choose who you are. This is who you are. And guess what? We take it and we're okay with it. We take it and think that that's what it should be. We're fine with that. We're fine with it. Oh, well, he didn't want to stay around because he's this, that, and the other. Women run off their sons because they, I'm not doing, what? What are we doing? We've allowed them to make us that person. We've taken that. And we're good.
I wanted to add this, right? Okay. And I know this is a hot topic for another show. However, I've asked because I like to ask questions, of course. But I've asked, if you ask some black men or do some quote unquote research or talk to enough people that don't date black women, they will say, because black women have an attitude, black women are angry and blah, blah, blah. So I proposed the question to my husband, like, why, my poor husband, he is often a topic of my research my research go to. But I've asked him, like, what is it that that you like about black women? Because if you ask certain black men, I'm not going to say all, but they'll say black women have an attitude, blah, blah, blah. And my husband's, one of his first answers was the strength of a black woman. Now, depending on who you talk to and who's listening, would take that one way or the other. Because on the flip side of ABW or angry black woman, you hear, oh, she's a strong black woman. That I don't mind.
Right.
But am I strong because I'm black?
Right.
Is it assumed that I'm strong? I have questions.
LaVon? I think when.
No, go ahead, Shannon. Because we've been waiting for you for weeks.
I was just going to say, what I think in the sense of strength, and what he's talking about is the resiliency of a black woman. That
yes,
strength to keep
that.
Going when we can't, when there's nothing left, and we still get up and say, I got to do it. It's got to happen. I'm going to make it happen one way or the other. It's got nothing to do with two and all of that. It's got nothing to do with that.
Right.
Because 9 times out of 10, with that strength, it's a whole lot of tears. It's a whole lot of wanting to give up. It's a whole lot of falling down the floor, throwing a fit because I don't want to do this anymore. But that resiliency says, all right, we cried. We threw our fit. We kicked the dresser a couple of times, broke a couple of nails. But it's now get up and go. It's another day. Go make it happen today.
I think, do you think that the graduation, right, from Angry Black Woman, is strong black woman? Do you think a woman has to go through that quote unquote angry period and then she graduates to being called strong? Because I've been called angry. Now, no one has ever used angry black woman connecting words. Now, they have been said in different sentences. And it to me, I think, like, I would be offended now, but then, we're talking about, years ago before I grew into Valencia, I would have been, my reaction would have definitely been different than it would be now, because I would say, what makes me angry? However, I can say that I run across women, like y'all said earlier, that I have thought this is an angry black woman just because because if I run across if I run across a white woman that's angry, I'm like, oh, she must be a racist or a redneck. I go there. But with the, so I'm not going to say this is an angry white woman, I'm gonna say, oh, she must be a racist. Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Wow.
This
deep.
'Cause think about when you run across different people of different cultures. Now, you if a black woman, a woman that looks like you, y'all in the same you know, in the same color spectrum, so to speak. If she's angry with you, then you're going to get, number one, you're probably going to give her more of a pass. Because you could relate to whatever quote-unquote struggle she may be dealing with. But if someone of another race who could easily be labeled as a angry whatever else, I do automatically go to, oh, she must not like black people. Where in truthfulness, she could just be an angry white woman and be that way with the world.
It's true.
But my reaction to her would be a certain way. Y'all get it. What
I understand. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's just interesting how no one's allowed to just have an emotion pretty much without being labeled something for their emotion.
Exactly.
Not women, period, which brings me back to Serena. I've watched the video. I've seen the memes. I've heard what she said. And if someone just takes that moment, they may assume whatever. But they would have to go back to these people banning her cat suit that was made for her. You know, that was made particularly for her because of some of the issues she had when she gave birth. So Nike, if I'm not mistaken, made this for her, not only because it promotes them and it was stylish and, you know, but, you know, it was certain things there, you know. So to me, her reaction, what happened, what everybody is talking about, is because she was originally attacked from jump.
You know? That's true.
Those are my thoughts. And frankly, her reaction, I think she did good. I would not have called her an angry black woman. However, I think if someone takes snippets of that based on her facial expression, different facial expressions, this is what an angry black woman looks like.
And I mean, I think for me, from Serena's side, like you said, I think for her, it wasn't even just this one match. It's constant with her because for the longest, she was the only woman tennis player that they were constantly wanting to test for drug usage. First of all, this woman is built that way. Leave her alone. She can't have thighs and hips and butt and still be athletic. Like, seriously, without y'all thinking she's taking something? Come on. You know, so it comes to, honestly, and that's with anybody, black, white, Asian, whatever, it comes to a point where you can't take too much more. And I think for me it was a meltdown because it's like, oh, my God, come on. I'm tired of everything I do. There's scrutiny with it. There's nitpicking with everything there is. I'm over it. And, you get to a point where you can't. And it's not even about being an angry black woman. It's about, at that moment, it wasn't even about being black. It was about being an angry woman that you continuously have an issue with, find an issue with. But, of course, with her being black, they throw that part out there. You know, but not, they throw her part about being black out there, but then they'll take off the Haitian Japanese, to take the Haitian part off of her all the way around, you know. So it's crazy that, you know, there really is no winning in that situation, but, you know, I think the way they're portraying her.
She already won. This is the thing, and I think this is probably part of the problem Because if I'm not mistaken, her husband is a billionaire, or am I mistaken? I know he has money.
No, you're absolutely correct.
He is.
You know? And she has had this beautiful baby, and she's happy, and they have money. And what was so funny, because all of a sudden people are looking at her different that didn't even give her a second glance before. I'm just going to say people. Y'all can take it how y'all want. So
now,
I'm just going to
leave
that. Go ahead.
Here's another show, I think, a future show. We might want to write this down. Interracial marriages, too. Because here's what
baby,
I'm hearing people say now.
Baby, now I want to look inside
mine. Here's what I'm hearing people say now. Why didn't she get her white husband to now say something for her?
Yeah.
And I'm like, are y'all really that? Because now I'm hearing people say, well, why didn't she get her rich white husband to say something? And I'm thinking to myself, are y'all that ignorant? Really? Seriously, first of all, he has nothing to do with that. This is her business that she's been handling the whole time. Don't throw up like you're trying to throw it up like, oh, see, this is what happened. You married a white man. Listen, leave her alone. That man makes her happy. I don't care if he's white, black, purple, green, blue. I don't care. If she happy, I'm happy for her. Go get you
let
some happy.
Let me add this.
That's what you do.
Let me say this part as being the half of an interracial couple. Y'all know my personality. And notice you really don't see my husband, right? There have been moments that my husband has witnessed me going, I will fully confess ABW, plus, super plus, okay? But one of the things I tell people, you could see me coming, because, you know, I let it be known when I'm coming. My husband, that's a whole other level of angry, crazy, protectiveness, whatever. So I tell people, you would rather see me than him. So a man's job, period, not just white or black or whatever, especially if you have a strong woman, especially if this is, you know, she's handling her business. This is not her hobby, you know, until, you know, like you be worried. I don't know if I answered the question, help, none of the above, but I've told them at the car dealership before, where I get my car service. They know when they see Mrs. Wallace, they know what they going to expect. I'm impatient. I want it done now. They know if they see Mr. Wallace and Mrs. Wallace, Houston about to have a problem. Now, I don't know if that's true of all interracial couples or just this one. But I have heard that I've had different situations, and my husband has a different personality from me. People can't assume he didn't stand up for her because, you know, he's white or anything like that. Like, this show's going like left, right, and sideways, but, you know, people can't assume that. You know, like both people in the relationship cannot be fire.
That's true.
Most people cannot have that type of personality. You know, there was a certain situation that I will not even mention. But just know that this girl in Walmart, this white girl, she had about 2 feet, whole feet over me. I was a calm black woman that day. I was calm. Needless to say, she got extra nasty with me in self-checkout. Now, if anybody ever doubted why this man married me, she learned that day. He didn't do anything, but it was what he said in that crazy look in his eye. So that day he was an angry white man. Can we start making that term go viral? back to the show. We're gonna do that. Will definitely be a show, definitely. But I think being a angry black woman, I don't want to be called angry, period. It's kind of like one of those things when people tell you to call, like, just calm down. Like, that's the worst thing to say. To me, it's disrespectful because basically you're silencing me by telling me to calm down. Like, I don't, like, what you, like, I am calm.
Right.
So I think maybe sometimes some women want to get so far from that quote-unquote stereotype of the angry black woman that they that it's easier for me to be quiet. Lamond?
Wow. Well, listening to everything that has been said, my thought was, especially with the Serena, that kind of, I think, really hit the nail on the head. At the end of the day, those women that have been coined the angry black woman, and even listening to Shannon, to the history of where it comes from, I still just have a major problem with that because slavery, you know, I just want to say, like, really? Really? I mean, we're the ones enslaved, but we the one, and it just leads me to my question: do we have a right to be angry? Is there grounds? You know, when you in a court of law, sometimes they want to ask you: is there grounds for that behavior? Was there grounds for, you know, if
how many
you
courts you've been in,
LaVon?
Is there something we don't know about you? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I have questions. I need to. Some research.
But you want to ask, are there grounds, is there reasoning for her to be angry, for women to be angry? I mean, even if you look at the Serena case, like you said, Shannon, you know, at some point you get pushed to a point where you just can't take it anymore, or you get pushed to that breaking point. Even going back to the days of slavery, I'm thinking, well, didn't they have a right to be angry?
Right.
You've taken my husband. You've taken me from my country. You've taken my husband. You've taken my child. You know, do I not have a right to be angry?
Mm-hmm. Shannon, I hear it all in the back of your throat.
It just makes me, I mean, that's what, looking at from where it stemmed from, do we not have a right? Shannon?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shannon.
I was just going to say, I mean, I would have to agree. I mean, in my opinion, that would definitely be something to cause me to be angry. Absolutely. First of all, like I said, the definition for me itself annoyed me. That you classify this is what you classify as the black woman, the angry black woman. And then, yeah, do we have the right to be? Yes, based off of like you said, bringing us from slavery, all of that, absolutely, we have the right. I think we do. But now do we have to act on it, like, you know, make a scene so that we're seen doing this and further perpetuating that? No. But from that, those, the definitions and the actions that have taken place, absolutely we have a right to be angry.
Had you not known the history of angry, of that terminology, so to speak, if I said, where do you think that term comes from, what would you have said?
For me, I would say, for me, looking at the women or women that I would say fit the stereotypical, you know, examples of a angry black woman, to me, it comes from hurt. It comes from pain. It comes from having to be strong. And sometimes you just want to be weak. You know, you want to be, you know, held, but you had to, you know, put your big girl panties on and put your smile on and go on out there and, you know, make the money, take care of the home, take care of the kids. So for me, that's where I always thought it stemmed from before knowing the history. I just thought it was what women that were tired, that's hurt, angry, frustrated, you know, that would be me.
I would think it comes from two different places. And just being honest, I would think it comes honestly from men, black men.
Mm. Say it. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, like I said, I have six brothers, and I've actually heard them use the term a couple of times. I've actually heard them say, you know.
We're going to get one of your brothers on the show. I have questions.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure they'll be more than happy. But I've heard, you know, them say, you know, they walk around angry all the time and like somebody did something to them.
Right.
I say good morning to her and she, don't talk to me. It's happened. And, you know, they're like, I'm just so sick of these angry black women all the time. Like somebody owed them something, like the world took something from them. And all I said was good morning. So, you know, I've heard it from men. And then, of course, other races. You know, and one thing I've always learned is fear breeds ignorance. So what you're afraid of and what you don't, when you're ignorant of something, it all wraps up together. So because you don't understand black women's strength, because you don't understand the struggles of being a black woman and living in this world, you quickly name it, they're just angry black women. That's what they do.
Right.
So that's where I think it comes from.
I love both of y'all responses, and they're almost cousins, so to speak. So LaVon put the background, like this is the background of the woman that turned into, so to speak, the women that your brothers are speaking about. You know what I'm saying? What My first reaction, or the first thing I think about, is definitely the media. The media, definitely, like, if you think something, it's one thing, but if you see it, it's a whole other. I think the media and definitely society has been so brainwashed by the media. So, like, I've been places to where I know I was treated a different way because I was black. And once I recognize that, then I'm going to give you all the sass per the definition, but I'm going to pull a nice nasty. Meaning I'm going to put you in your place in a way that was so intelligent, using my $25 words, as I call them. And you could say I'm angry all you want afterwards, but you're going to say, yeah, she's smart, too. You know, I think because society has, and the media has has put so much in us, that's what we see when we look on TV, when we do things. So whereas a man may encounter 10 women that day, and 10 of them were angry, and 5 of them were black. Angry black woman is a term. She's just an angry black woman. You know, and I've been told by men that look like me, right, that my voice, I'm a little too strong, or a little too loud, or a little too this or too that. But all of that feeds, I'm to this compared to what?
Right.
So I'm an angry black woman compared to what? That's the question. Like, what is your point of reference? What are your grounds for thinking that or saying that? Like, what are you comparing me to? How many, do you know all the black women in the world? Maybe I'm not angry. Maybe I'm just normal.
Right.
And maybe the world is too soft. Jesus. I mean, that's a big question. Like, when that term angry black woman comes up, I think the question is, What is your point of reference? What are you comparing it to? Like if you say, okay, well, she's a tall black woman or she's a tall woman or she's tall, well, your reference point is someone that's shorter than me.
Right.
You know? So that's the
question.
Could like,
actually
what is your,
be every
what is your reference?
Yeah.
Right. So it's definitely perspective. If you look at butts, okay, if we look at butts were not in. You know, shout out to Sir Mix-a-Lot. Call us, you know. And, you know, butts were not in so much that a song had to be made. You know, a song was made, and it was the hottest song. It was like the anthem. Like, yeah, we're okay, but now butts are so in, people are dying to have butts.
Uh-huh.
So, like,
and that's the truth.
Is angry black woman not going to be a thing when everybody is looked at as being angry? Then what's going to be used to put us down at that point? Jesus, that's a drop the mic.
Yes, it is.
Because first of all, it was our skin tone was a thing, and I think if we look at it, it's very much divide and conquer, right?
Yeah.
So if we look at it like the black women of this shade versus the black women of this shade, the black women that are nice and sweet, quote on, I'm using my air quotes, compared to the ones that are not nice and sweet. So let's say we come together on all those fronts, then what's going to be next? Can't be short hair and long hair because that's why they got wigs.
I know.
You know?
Huh.
And it's easier if I was not. And you think about it, it's a divisive tactic. Of the media and so on. That's why they're constantly creating shows, you know, with black women fighting and doing acting a fool. And no, and you can't go in public acting like that because you will go to jail. Absolutely.
Exactly. You cannot go in a restaurant and throw bottles and turn over tables.
At all.
And it sucks, and it's sad, and it's true, but it's true that the media is definitely, the media and society is I need to stop saying the media because technically we are the media. The media except us, okay? I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
But if you think about it, like this here, if I was a woman of a different color and I've been so saturated with this stereotype and me and you are sitting somewhere, I'm going to be scared to talk to you because I've been saturated with the stereotype of an angry black woman. I may say, oh, I like your hair. And then you know, like you have to think about it, what you mean you like my hair? Because as a black woman, we're going to take it one way. And I'm telling you, I'm not telling a made-up scenario. I'm telling something that happened to me like many years ago, many, many years ago. This lady told me that she liked my hair because it looked different on my license or whatever. However, I think her comment kind of deserved a little ABW. I don't know. Y'all be the judge. But she said, you know, I think it's so cool that y'all could change our hair like that.
Okay.
She didn't say it nasty. She probably meant a compliment somewhere, but my honest reaction, and this was like 2007-08 because I know what I was doing at that time. My reaction was, what you mean? Y'all, air quotes, because I've been doing air quotes, could do y'all hair different too. So I went straight there because I was assuming, based on the stereotype, that she was fascinated with my black hair. So I probably ruined whatever black woman she wanted to compliment after that.
Probably.
But do you think that's why one of the reasons that you know, if we talk about bring racism in this, do you think that is one of the things that keep women divided?
Absolutely.
True. I do.
I really do. It's, I mean, I do. I mean, race keeps everybody divided. And I hate to say it this way, but to be honest, women really do have it a lot worse than people think they do. You know,
and that's women
the,
in general.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because it's always a competition with women. And the sad thing is, we've talked about this before, but the sad thing is some of it, not even recognize that I'm competing with them. Like, I don't see it. It's just something I'm just doing this. So even now, race plays a big part in that. Because if it didn't, we wouldn't have people like certain rappers turn themselves completely to the other side.
Yeah.
But yet, And what bugs that's the whole situation that bugs out is you carry yourself at times like the angry black woman, but you look like Becky with the good hair. I don't know which way to take you. I'm lost. I don't know which way to go. I'm just saying. That's just
this.
But yeah, I think.
Do you think that y'all think that stereotype affects how black women are treated in society? And I'm saying the whole spectrum of black women. Do you think that affects how we are treated, you know, in society?
It's like I say, do we automatically, because of those stereotypes, we are automatically perceived to, you know, mm-hmm. be careful what you say. You know, you don't want them to, you know, air quotes, pop off. You know, you don't want them to turn over tables, or you don't want them to curse you out. Oh, watch out before they next start rolling, because if they next start rolling and that finger, and you know, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are, you know, okay, I have to be on eggshells. It's like, no, I don't want you to be on eggshells around me. Just be real.
And, you know, I actually have like an excellent example of that. Me and four of the ladies I work with went out to eat. And the waiter, apparently he must have thought that we were, you know, like you said, the roll the neck, girl, honey, child kind of black women.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he came over and he's, I'm going to get y'all drinks. And, you know, I mean, he just doing a little extra. And we're looking at each other like, he's doing too much. You know.
This is,
you know, we're looking at each other.
Queen,
and trying
we
to
have,
understand.
Hold on, we have somebody on the line that has a question or comment.
Okay.
I don't know.
Ooh.
So
all right.
I know, huh? Let's see what's going on. Hello, caller. Welcome to Define You Radio Hot Seat Tuesday. Do you have an opinion about angry black women?
Yeah, I do have an opinion. How y'all doing tonight?
We're fabulous. How are you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think it exists, but I married a Ghanaian lady from West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of black males are doing that, and black women too. I've got a grandson who's a senior in Louisiana. And I already told him, I'm taking you over to West Africa and take your passport when time comes for you to choose. And it's really a dilemma here in the States, I guess. I know it is for women because you have, you'll choose your choice, for what you have to choose from, for whatever reason. Black women outnumber the males at a higher percentage than normal, what you find in normal ethnic groups. You know, you usually find about 49-51% female, 49% male, but I think you've about close to 4 percentage points difference. So it's a problem. And then when you do think you have a male and you go looking through his phone book, although you may not see no female family name, you got to be aware of those males' names that's in his phone book.
Talking right now. Talking right.
I could write a book on that game. But I have questions, sir. Tell me why you... My first question would be, why do you believe the stereotype of angry black women?
Well, I just gave you some reason why they should be angry. And then you look at the responsibilities that you have on your shoulders. and the abandonment that the males show, and then those that are around aren't the providers that they should be, you know, to the greatest extent. So it's a lot. It's a lot of things there. You know, my first wife was my 10-year-old neighborhood sweetheart. You know, I knew her when we was 10 in the neighborhood, and I ended up marrying her, and she passed away in 2008. But you can't find. I mean, I don't see women like that no more. And I'm saying that there aren't any. And you know, in the conversations that I engage in, and just cordial conversation, not any conversation trying to route as per se. And then, of course, you know, social media puts so much out there. I think it does a disservice, because surely every black woman can't be that way on what is streamed on social media. So it's just a problem. Now, you know, I work with organizations along the educational realm, trying to get more African American males and females in the STEM fields in medicine. Because, I mean, just believe, you can't put some love and kisses in an envelope and pay bills. That just don't work. So it is a problem. You got to, and given the problem, the situation that exists, for whatever reason, and we can sit here and talk all night long for the reason, you got all the right in the world to be mad. And I imagine that every other conversation that you meet with somebody, they're trying to get into the bed with you. I believe in, now this is me, I believe in sex after marriage. And my daughter, when she was dating, I done background checks on the person she ended up marrying. Now, unfortunately, he lost his life in an automobile accident. But you got to, and you have to do background checks on your daughter. Your daughter leave off, next thing you know, a year or two later, she's coming back to the house with a trash bag full of clothes and dragging some kids. Now, you got to put up with that.
So, my ladies, queens, do y'all have any questions?
No, ma'am.
No, I'm good. I enjoyed it from a male perspective. I enjoyed that. Thank you.
And you know, one other thing too, and you know, that circle was broken some time ago. But you can't see a young lady marrying don't know what to expect from a husband that she have never seen that played out between a mother and a father, and that there is serious business. So it's a heck of a problem. It's going to take a lot to get out of it, but. It's not going to be easy. I mean, apparently it's not, because you're having these conversations. But you just have to keep trying. And I think that we need to concentrate. I mean, people need to concentrate in whatever shape and form to the greatest extent that they're able to. You know, people working two jobs. But we have to concentrate on the young people, these young kids, and try to steer them as straight as we possibly can.
Absolutely. I agree. And I think the stereotypes and the myths and those things definitely stop with us and our children and so on and so forth. Thank you for adding all of that. Thank you for I'm comfortable with the term mad black woman. You know. And I do think that sometimes it's justified in a way, but I think that we have to really examine the whole picture. And like I said, why is it just angry black woman when all women get angry? Well, thank you so much for listening in, and we loved hearing your point of view. We always said, you know, we needed to get a male perspective on the show, and you definitely called in on the right show.
And you know, one other thing too. See, I taught my daughter, don't bring home no Billy Bob, and I taught my grandson, don't bring home no little Miss Daisy, because I was taught that. So I heard you say it's all women. So what? My concern is on you. Anyway, you guys have a nice evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. That was, I liked his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which goes to kind of like one of the, you know, one of the things that we said, like, are we justified? I think feelings are justified, emotions. You know, I always tell people your feelings cannot, you know, they're your feelings. They're not invalid, so to speak. I just don't like the term angry black woman.
Right.
I have an issue with that. Like, call me.
Just say angry. Thank you, angry.
But see, angry is like too close, because then I'll be waiting for the rest of it to come out. Like, because I'll be pushing it like, angry what? I'm an angry what? Just say it. You know, in those moments.
G-Baby is on the edge.
G-Baby is on the edge. That's what, it's been a great show. That's and very interesting. I know I have much love and respect for Serena. Do your thing. Do your thing, Serena. Holla at us. That's what I have to say. I know for sure, maybe within the next couple of weeks, y'all know in the next couple of weeks, beginning of October, we will be in Hotlanta at the Atlanta Black Theater Festival, eating some carbs, chicken and waffles. And definitely doing some Define You Radio stuff there. I'm just going to say that. But we'll probably do a show but we'll definitely do some Facebook Lives and different things from the ABTF. It's a very interesting show. It's a very interesting topic. And my closing words in Queens, I'm going to let y'all add, you know, y'all go ahead and add y'all closing words, but my thing is, if you're using that term, angry black woman, think about why is she angry, and she's angry compared to what? Like, what's your point of reference? LaVon?
My final thought would be, I just like taking things back, you know, take it back and own it. You know, we're not going to be called angry. It is not in our nature. So don't allow someone to define you. I mean, it's exactly what define you says, you know, don't allow it to define you. Allow that strong black woman to take on, you know, the world. Don't dim your light. Don't allow your, to be dulled out because of someone else, you know, shine. Be bold, be, you know, feisty, speak your truth, but be respectful. I think it boils down to being respectful and representing who you are and whose you are at the end of the day.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a little sass, you know. That's what makes each of us so unique, that little sass. So be sassy.
Be sassy. Yeah. Hashtag amen. Shannon?
Amen. I think I'm going to be really political here. no, I can't. I can't. I try. My closing remarks is I think collectively we have to do a better job of perpetuating that stereotype. We've broken down the definitions. Mm. We understand what it means when they're saying that to us. Now we have knowledge. Now let's use wisdom in changing that. Let's be proactive in making sure we don't teach our young girls these things, making sure that we don't continue to promote this kind of behavior in any sense. But like my sister Queen said, be bold, be lively, speak your piece. Don't ever let anyone cause you to be silent, but make sure that when you speak your piece, you speak it intelligently and you speak it on purpose. You make sure that what you're sending out is going to do what you're sending it out to do. It's just never to hurt, but it's always to build and to grow. So we've got to make sure that as women, we hold each other accountable to making sure we don't continue that stereotype that they have out of us that they won't research because they just think it's true.
That's hashtag amen.
Hashtag amen. It has been a very interesting show, even definitely learning the history, because I honestly did not know that the term went that far back. So class is definitely always in session. Kings and queens, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you are connected with us on Facebook, especially Define You Radio's Facebook page, because that's where you'll find out what we're going to talk about next. We're debating on, I think, between colorism. I know it's a few hot topics that's in the air right now, depression. It's so many different hot topics. So feel free to inbox one of us and let us know what you'd like to hear next or what's a hot topic to you. So with that being said, pens and papers down, class is officially over. Until next time, remember your past, nor being angry, define you. That's all I have to say. I messed up the rest of the quote. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Define You Radio. Make sure you connect with the show on Define You Radio's Facebook page or visit ValenciaGWallace.com. Until